Hi, this is Jay Arner, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, we're about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. It's the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edmond, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland, and these charts are for the week ending Tuesday, July 16th, 2013. Brian's going to tell you what you'll find if you go to that website.
Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every Tuesday evening at earshot-online.com. You can find the entire national top 50 from which we play selections from the top 20 albums over the 2 hours of the program, and we're about to delve into the top 10. As well, you can find the regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations every single week, and other published charts, including weekly genre reports such as electronic hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns, all at earshot-online.com.
I feel like I'm going to introduce a new segment soon, but first, let me tell you how you can get in contact with us. Earshot20 at gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20. It's our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out. And if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, we want to hear from you and give you a feature on this show. Now, this is my new segment. I'm going to call Tony Talks to the Listeners. How's it going? How's your summer going? Is everything good where you are? Great. Glad to hear it. And that's Tony Talks to the Listeners.
If they could respond, they'd say, go away, you're creepy. Because that was creepy.
Do you think?
Yeah.
No, I'm just talking.
No, it was weird.
I feel like I have to connect deeper with our with our listenership. No?
It was awful.
All right, fine. I won't do it again.
Maybe. Very self-unaware.
No, I'm very aware of the self, and I want to be aware of the rest of the selves. I don't want to be selfless, is what I'm saying.
So anyway, next week we will have another guest host, and the week after that we're going to have a guest host, and really forever, guest hosts forever.
So you're never going to come back. This is all it took to get rid of you, but I really don't want to get rid of you. That's upsetting. That's upsetting. Anyway, yeah, welcome back, by the way, because it was...
Yeah, Nicole filled in for me last week, and Wayne filled in... Or no, Ashley. And Ashley filled in the week before that. And then I was on the air for 1 week, and then Wayne was on the air before that.
It's been quite a roller coaster.
It's a busy summer for me.
It is. And yeah. I think the listeners deserve to partake in a little congratulations to you, because you're going to be getting married soon. So
yeah, next week. So we're actually recording the show today, which you shouldn't be able to tell, because it just sounds the same.
Yeah. Really, we do record it anyway and send it in, so no one would know the difference.
And we'll be recording next week, because it is... the day that we normally do the radio show is the day of my wedding, and Anthony is also standing up as my groomsman. So
as much as
you
can't
really get anyone to fill in for both of us.
As much as you think Brian might hate me, he asked me to be in his wedding.
That's true.
So I'll let you know the week after if it's disastrous or not.
And yeah, then I'll be on the air for the next program live for the first time. I've been on the program live in like over a month, and then I'll be gone for the next 2 weeks again.
Insane.
Maybe we'll be back to normal by the fall.
Oh, it could happen. But that's all right, because we're having a good time, and we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, counting down the charts, and we'll start that now. Remember, in this hour of the program, your entertainment 411 and the lowdown, but not before we get to the music. And number 10 is...
At number 10, down from number 8, is Young Galaxy from their newest record, Ultramarine. You're going to hear In Fire. Moving on from there, you're going to hear The Hidden Cameras and Snowblink with a track called The Chauffeur, which is off of the new Arts and Crafts X album at number 9, up one spot. And into the program at number 8 is the new album, Organized Accidents by Divine Right, and that is up from number 25. And you'll hear a track called More Thorns.
All right, stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 10.
Thank you.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
To drive, you sit beside me, so newly charming. Sweating dewdrops glisten fresh in your side, and the sun drips down, bedding heavy behind the front of your dress, all shadowy line. And the droning engine throbs in time with your beating heart. That hollow western eye, my envied lady holds you fast in her gaze. And the sun drips down, bedding heavy behind the front of your dress, all shadowy light. And the droning engine throbs in time with your beating heart. And the sun drips down, bedding heavy behind the front of your dress, all shadowy line. And the droning engine throbs in time with your beating heart. So deep in your mind, to tear out from your eyes with a bored to stiff and brooding lies. But I'll only watch you leave me further behind. And the sun drips down, bedding heavy behind the front of your dress, all shadowy line. And the droning engine throbs in time with your beating heart. And the sun drips down, bedding heavy behind the front of your dress, all shadowy line. And the droning engine throbs in time with your beating heart.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 8.
Only thorns, more thorns, and dig deeper.
the Earshot 20.
And that was More Thorns by Divine Right, and that is off of their new album, Organized Accents, a number 8 up from 25. Before that, you heard a track from Arts and Crafts X compilation. It was The Chauffeur featuring The Hidden Cameras and Snowblink. And starting up that set was In Fire by Young Galaxy, number 10 down from 8 is their new record, Ultramarine.
If you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20 National Countdown Show for Canada, and we're counting down from earshot-online.com. Check the charts out and lots more at that website. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland in studio. But right now, before we continue with the charts, we're going to kick it over to our friend from Exclaim Magazine, and Stephen Carlick's going to bring you your entertainment news.
It's the Earshot 20 Entertainment 411.
Stephen Carlick from Exclaim here with all the latest music news, albums, and tracks. The Polaris Music Prize has announced its 2013 shortlist. It was announced July 16th at the Drake Hotel in Toronto. The albums were chosen by a national jury consisting of journalists, bloggers, and broadcasters, each of whom voted on the best albums released between June 2012 and May 2013, based on artistic merit alone. The shortlist, in alphabetical order, includes A Tribe Called Red's Nation to Nation, Godspeed You Black Emperor's Alleluia, Don't Bend, Ascend, Zaki Ibrahim's Every Opposite, Metric's Synthetica, Metz's self-titled album, Purity Ring's Shrines, Colin Stetson's New History Warfare Volume 3, To See More Light, Tegan and Sarah's Heartthrob, White Horse, The Fate of the World Depends on This Kiss, and Young Galaxy's Ultramarine. The $30,000 grand prize winner from these 10 will be announced at a gala on September 23rd at the Carlew in Toronto. The final decision will be made by a grand jury of 11 who are selected from the overall jury. The Arcade Fire have tweeted a new album release date. The band made the announcement via a tweet to a fan who casually mentioned that he was a fan of the band. In response, the band said, "Thanks. Our new album will be out October 29th. The tweet was accompanied by a grainy image that might be the album cover. In recent news, the band has confirmed that last year they were working with James Murphy at his ZFA studio in New York. Odd Future member Earl Sweatshirt has detailed the Doris track listing. His first official solo album will drop August 20th, He broke the news on his Twitter, posting simply, "Doris, August 20th, along with an iTunes screen grab of the track listing, which includes recent singles Hive, Chum, and Woe. Shortly after Earl's announcement, Tyler, the Creator, reported that he's heard the set in full and also had a hand in some of the beats that appear on the album. The frontman tweeted, "I've had Doris for a week and I like it, a lot. I have the weakest beats on there, to be honest." The LP has been hinted to include contributions from other Odd Future members like Domo Genesis and Frank Ocean, and may also include Pharrell Williams and The Alchemist. In albums out this week, we have Mayer Hawthorne's Where Does This Door Go? When it comes to contemporary R&B and soul, Mayer Hawthorne's been on the bill since 2009. But with Where Does This Door Go, Mayer Hawthorne's got a brand new bag. The first thought that occurs after taking in the third groovy offering from the Michigan-born artist is, did he go on Fever, Steely Dan, and Hall & Oates' listening bender just before making it? But Hawthorne's got his musical methodology down pat. He blends classic Motown and soul pop in a manner that doesn't belabor the point, and showcases his influences on tracks like Reach Out Richard, The Stars Are Yours, and Corsican Rose, while Kendrick Lamar materializes to co-sign the proceedings on new single Crime. With Where Does This Door Go, Hawthorne's falsetto-inflected voice has become more commanding, his production more intriguing, and his indie soul aspirations have morphed into mainstream ambitions. For more of the latest music news, albums, and tracks this week, visit exclaim.ca. Our song pick of the week is Montreal DJ Catronata's Killer Cats from his 2013 album, Catra Toto. Here and now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra. Earshot 20. Number 7. Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 6.
Ooh.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Bye Bye Land by Hooded Fang. They're up this week one spot to number 6. And their newest album is called Graves. At number 7, Dan from 4 was A Tribe Called Red. And you heard from Nation to Nation featuring Sheldon Sundin, PBC.
And big thanks to Stephen Carlick for the Entertainment 411 this week. And the song, I can't pronounce this. K-Trinata? Did I do it right?
Yeah, Kill the track Cats? Called Kill a Cats.
Oh, yeah. That's real good. I did a good job there. Normally, I have a tough time pronouncing things. That's why I need you. You're important to me. You complete me, Brian.
Thanks. That's terrifying.
All right. Taking a quick break from the charts. It is now time for us to bring you the segment where we let you know what's going on the charts in terms of debuts that haven't quite made their way into the top 20 yet, but very well could, and we call it...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
And at number 47 this week, the long-awaited debut from the Winnipeg Quintet debuts at number 47, and that's called Rivers and Rust. At number 35, a Fixture Records sampler, which is the third compilation from the Montreal label, this time featuring 22 new unreleased and B-side tracks from artists such as Homeshake, Dirty Beaches, Brave Radar, and many, many more. At number 34 debuts the new EP from Montreal producer-composer Mike Silver, also known as CFCF, which is a companion to last year's Exercise. At number 33, the Montreal-based band Braids follows up their 2011 debut Native Speakers with a 12-inch before releasing their sophomore album Flourish Perish this fall, and that 12-inch is called In Kind Amends. At number 25, the debut 7-song EP from the London, Ontario-based rock outfit So Young, entitled Secrets, debuts. And at number 24, The Danks, PEI, Power Pop, 4-piece return with album number 2, following up their 2009 debut, this time called Gank.
Clearly, my pick is The Danks. I'm like a 10-year-old schoolboy.
You are, yep. In many ways.
All right. Thank you, Brian. And now we will continue along the journey of the charts and tell you what's coming up next.
A little movement in the top 5 this week. At number 5 up from 6 is Imaginary Cities, Fall of Romance, and a track called Silver Lining. And you're going to hear Fragments of Time by Daft Punk. They fall one spot to number 4 this week. Their newest record is, of course, called Random Access Memories.
Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 5.
Calm as the winter's fall. listening to the Earshot 20. Number 4.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Fragments of Time by Daft Punk from Random Access Memories. They fall this week to number 4 from number 3. And rising one spot to number 5 is Imaginary Cities from the album Fall of Romance. We start off that set with a track called Silver Lining.
That was a pretty groovy tune. I like the new Daft Punk CD. It's pretty awesome. I must say, I'm very fond of Get Lucky, but I love Lose Yourself to Dance. I played that last week, and I was getting down in the booth. No one else could see it. Nicole, unfortunately, was subjected to my awesome dance moves, but I don't know why I said unfortunately and awesome in the same sentence, because that doesn't make sense. But it was great. I've got some sick dance moves. Yeah?
Sorry, I couldn't hold up my end of the bargain.
No, but of not laughing. You wait till your wedding dance, and then it'll be things will be happening.
I can't wait.
All right, a few more tracks to bring you, and this hour of the program will be complete, and we will have given you the top 10 and some movement around the charts. And I can't remember if Austria. I always get it mixed up. I can't remember if they were number one last week. I feel they were. Yeah, and they there's been some really good movement in the top three though over the last several weeks. We haven't
to use
really
an Anthony Edmondism. Lots of dipsy doodling.
That is not.
You're always saying that.
No, I've never said that. lots of dipsy doodling. I'm never going to say that now. That's awful. Anyway, so there has been a lot of movement around the top three, which is really good for us because we get to hear lots of new stuff and get to see some fluctuation in the charts. And I guess without further ado, we'll turn it over to Brian and hear what's coming in at number three.
All right, here's your top three. At number three, falling one spot this week, is Boards of Canada, their latest called Tomorrow's Harvest. And you're going to hear a track called White Cyclosa. And then you're going to tune in to a track called Thank Me Forever by the Ketamines. Their new record's called You Can't Serve Two Masters. It rises up to number two after falling down to number five the week before. And at number one, sitting still this week, is Olympia by Austria. They're going to hear a track called What We Done.
All right, stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number three. Thank you. Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 2.
When I was a little tired of wishing that I was, now I'm feeling good again. I'm sleeping like I should.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was number one this week, Ouster with a track called What We Done, and their new record is called Olympia. Before that, you heard the Ketamines with a track from their new record, You Can't Serve Two Masters. They raised to number two from number five, and the track you heard was Thank Me Forever. Then you heard, starting off the set, White Cyclosa by Boards of Canada from their newest record, Tomorrow's Harvest, falling this week one spot to number three.
And just like that, the top 10 is done, and the top 20 counted down for one more week. If you just tuned in or you missed any part of the program, you want to catch it again, radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. That's how you can listen to the program again. And you can also podcast the show on iTunes. It's the Earshot 20, Canada's national countdown show. And along with that, you can hear us on many of our partner radio stations across Canada who are syndicating this program for us. And we thank them for that. We broadcast and record live out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick. And so, but from us to you, thank you very much for tuning in. Stick around. There's more great campus and community radio programming on the way. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20 at gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.